The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, so the Page of Cups. Now, if you know a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, somebody who thinks point A to point B, black and white facts, that's probably not the Page of Cups. The energy of the Page of Cups is much more carefree. It's not about money with the Page of Cups. It's artistic expression. The Page of Cups would much rather take a acoustic guitar and play coffee houses if it means playing the music that he wrote or she wrote the way they wanted to without any sort of pressure from the record labels, as opposed to a band that says, look, we'll do whatever it takes to play a stadium, an arena. The Page of Cups is a curious mind. It's a carefree mind. It's The Girl from Up on Cripple Creek by the band called The Band. You know, there's that one story in Up on Cripple Creek where after they went to the racetrack and they won some money, the narrator looks at his girl, Bessie, and he says, I took up all of my winnings and I gave my little Bessie half. She tore it up and threw it in my face just for a laugh. Now, there's one thing in this whole wide world I would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips her donut in my tea. And that's the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups just won a whole bunch of money, looks at it and goes, well, it wasn't mine in the first place. So what can I do with it to cause a stir? I'm going to burn it right here. It doesn't matter to the Page of Cups because it wasn't money that the Page of Cups was after in the first place. The Page of Cups is when you do take that hard-earned money you earned from a practical business like a carpentry shop or a lawyer's office, anything, and you take that money and say, you know what, I'm going to learn yoga and study in some country you can't pronounce if you tried, and then come back and open up my own yoga studio with zero yoga experience except what I'm about to go find now. That's basically the Page of Cups. You remember that song that came out about 25 years ago by Train, Meet Virginia? She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. Oh, wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. And that's the thing. The Page of Cups is not going to look at your flaws or admit or think that they even have them. Everything is an adventure to lead to somewhere else. You are aspiring to do things that your rational thoughts and self would never allow. It's not that simple, well, I need to eat, so I'm going to get a job so I can earn money and eat. It's, you know what? I'm going to hang out at the pond until I meet the right fisherman to teach me how to open up my own bass shop. Like, it's big dreams. They're not necessarily rational. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't dream them and that they can't happen. You're not going to find the Page of Cups anywhere inside the box. The Page of Cups is yards, light years outside of the box. Now, It's about trusting your inner emotions, your inner intuition. You know, there are wrestlers right now that are super popular. LA Knight, he's probably the biggest wrestler in the game today, but he's around my age. He's about 42, 43. And, well, actually, he might be, all right, well, he's around 40. And when he was growing up, like me, he was short. He was about 6 feet tall. Wrestlers back then were monsters. They were billed as 6'8", 7 feet. And you would look at a guy like LA Knight and say, run along, little boy, you're not big enough. Well, if you look at wrestlers today, they're mostly around LA Knight's size. Many of them are smaller. Big guys are an anomaly now. Back when I was watching it in the 80s, it looked like Jurassic Park. But it's the Page of Cups energy to allow a guy like LA Knight, to allow a short, smaller wrestler who grew up watching these behemoths make all this money doing it and say, I can do that too. It's a guy like Jim Abbott from the New York Yankees who was born without a hand but pitched in the major leagues and threw a no-hitter with the Yankees. That's the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups is, yeah, I know that rational thought, logic says this isn't going to work, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you liked what we talked about, this is Rockin' Solterra. Please subscribe to this podcast. Please let your friends know about it. And if you would like a tarot card reading, if you would like a rock and soul reading, please hit me up on Instagram. My handle is Orlando0616, and I hope to see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck, goodbye, be safe.